I'm delighted to welcome today Natalie Sansonetti. And Natalie, you're based in Brighton in England, and you're known as the Gut Whisperer.
That's right. Yes. Hello, Ellen. Hello, anyone who's listening.
So the Gut Whisperer, I'm assuming you do what it says on the tin. You help people to get to know their gut, to understand. Perhaps you can explain to us what you mean by a gut whisperer, Natalie.
Oh, sure. First of all, the gut whisperer was given to me by a client years ago because she, and this is going to explain what I do a little bit. She hadn't gone to the loo, and I'm sorry for all the listeners. I'm going to talk about, you know, bowel movements and things like that, maybe. But she hadn't had one for 3 weeks, and she generally never had one unless she took laxatives. And basically, I started her on, you know, nutrition, the right supplements, and the right mindset as well, because we work a lot on relaxing people or helping them to relax, helping the impact to lessen the impact of any stress or anxiety and worry on their guts. And basically, within 4 months, having been diagnosed with Crohn's disease, she was completely free of inflammation, and the specialist couldn't find any sign of inflammation or Crohn's. So, and she ended up going to the loo every day. And she said, every time I go to the loo, I, you know, hit, you know, raise her fist. And she's like, yes, that feels amazing. And she couldn't believe she would do that. When she first started, she said, I've never done that in my life. I said, you will punch the air when you have proper bowel movements every day. And she does. And she did. So that's what I do. I work with nutrition. I'm a nutritional therapist by training and a qualified, certified health coach. And I also use EFT and matrix reimprinting in my practice when it's needed. And I work with a kind of mentoring. I wouldn't call it counseling, but it's very practical steps within the health coaching and life coaching, which really help people to put together some strategies, very practical strategies, to lessen the impact of stress on their guts and their health in general. So it's very, very holistic. And this is why it works so well, because as you most probably know, the gut and the brain and stress and the gut are very, 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 very closely linked. And if one doesn't work, if the person is very stressed or anxious, then it's going to stop them from digesting properly. And that in itself will have a massive impact on their energy levels, hormone balance, mood, mental health, skin, you know, everything. Everything is impacted by gut health, immunity, especially immunity. So it's big work, I would say.
And it's interesting that it's only recently been spoken about, and medics don't have training, do they, in that? They only have training in pharmaceuticals, not gut health.
Yes, I mean, some obviously specialize, gastroenterologists and all of that, all of these people specialize, but they don't really see, and you know, many of my clients come to me and say, well, they said it wasn't related to food, you know, whatever gut issues they have, they've been told by the medical bodies that it's not related to food, it's not related to any of that, and here, take this pill and let's hope for the best. Or you have IBS, you just need to learn to live with it for the rest of your life. That seems to be the blanket diagnosis and, you know, prognosis for them. And they come to me completely desperate because none of the pills work and they don't want to keep taking them anyway for the rest of their lives. And they know it's food related because, you know when you eat something or some things that just don't work, and you know it deep down, but it's difficult to pick out the right, you know, what's really working, what's not. So this is where I come in with 12 years experience working with guts and nutrition. So I have an eye for knowing if you have these symptoms, you're likely to have this problem. This might be the cause. And, you know, I don't stay stuck on that diagnosis the whole way, because sometimes you find various surprises along the way, and certain things might affect the gut more than others. Some people, it's because they're very sensitive to stress. And they know it. They'll say very often, I've always been sensitive to stress since I was a kid. And so I'll know I need to focus on that much more than the food. My view is that after you eliminate certain foods that might be the problem for a while, and after you deal with the mindset and how people eat rather than just what they eat and how they are when they're eating that food, then you should be able to eat pretty much anything you want in the right balance. You know, so it's really to give them back that freedom of eating. And I'm French, so I love food. And for me to have people come to me and say, I eat only beige food because that's what works for me, or FODMAP diet because that's what works, but it's really, really restrictive, it makes me sad. You know, I'm like, no, we're going to get you from here to a place where you are able to eat. Once in a while, you'll be eating fish and chips, and once in a while, you'll be eating chocolate cake if you want. You might not want it after this program, but if you want it once in a while, then, you know, you'll most probably be okay with it.
Mm. So, a lady after my own heart, absolutely, and balance. Balance is so important in everything, isn't it? Whether it's our life choices, our food choices, whatever. And the number of times people have said to me, well, are you a vegetarian? Are you a... You know, do you eat meat? Do you eat fish? Whatever. And I just say, I'm in anything area, and I eat anything I want to, whenever I want to. I'm predominantly plant-based. So that's kind of the bulk of what I eat. But if I fancy something naughty, that's silly language. I've just stepped into it. You know.
Yeah.
It in balance. Everything's okay in balance.
Yeah, absolutely. And it gives people who've been suffering for years such a feeling of freedom and control as well. I don't like the word control, but they do feel that it's not their gut controlling them, but they actually, because they understand and they're so self-aware by the end of it, they really understand what works, what doesn't work. And very often, most likely, actually, more often than not, they're actually not, they don't really want to go back to the naughty foods, like you said, you know, but they understand that food is not the enemy, and it's a pleasure. It needs to be part of a sensual experience, and it nourishes your soul, your body, your physical mind, everything. So, you know, why deprive yourself of that and be scared of that? We are made of food, you know, if you think literally, we are made of food. So it needs to be the right one for you.
Absolutely. Talk to us about how we eat. You said that it's not just what we eat, but it's how we eat. What did you mean by that?
So it's the way that you eat that's more important in my view and from experience than what you eat. So people always focus on what they eat. You know, they come to me and they're like, I think I have an intolerance to this. And when I eat that, I bloat up and blah, blah, blah. But actually, when you look behind the picture of the foods and you see how much stress they're taking on and that they're eating in a state of stress and most probably juggling things or, you know, answering emails and sticking a piece of sandwich in their mouth or driving or, you know, queuing up at the supermarket, their brain is going to send a message of stress, or their whole body is going to say, we're not in a rest and digest mode right now, we're in working mode, we're in driving mode, we're whatever, or there's, you know, some kind of stress happening because they're juggling the various things. And that will stop the digestive system from working. So you will stop producing enzymes and gastric acids in the right amounts through, you know, messages through the vagus nerve. And these are, they will switch off your ability to digest. So you're much more likely then to have food undigested, slowing down, bloating you, giving you gas, fermentation, you know, maybe pushing upwards towards the esophagus, giving you acid reflux and things like that. So it's not just what you eat, it's really how you are when you're eating. You know, are you chewing? Are you slowing down? Chewing is hugely important because, as you know, there are so many enzymes in the mouth that need to, you know, start breaking down the food that you chew before it gets into the stomach. So if you're not even paying attention to what you're hoovering down, your food is just going to sit in your stomach twice as long because it has missed that first stage. So before you start thinking about what you eat, you know, the gluten and the sugar and the dairy and whatever, you need to get the environment right by slowing down. And I usually give my clients a really, really effective breathing exercise, a 1 minute breathing exercise they do right before they eat, to really bring themselves into their bodies, to slow down, to switch off the fight or flight mode so that their digestion can actually start. And it's pretty immediate, even without that 1 minute exercise. Because one thing people forget is that the digestive system is the one system that uses up the most energy in the body. It uses up huge amounts of energy. So when the brain picks up on signals of stress, you know, whether you're not breathing enough, so your levels of oxygen are too low, or you're sweating, your pupils dilate, you know, all of these signs of stress, the brain doesn't care that all you're doing is answering emails. All it's thinking, okay, this person is stressed, there's a danger, let's switch off the digestive system because that's going to take up too much of her energy and she needs to fight or flight. Yeah. So this is why the mindset is of utmost importance in the whole digestive system. And that's the big part that most people completely are ignorant about.
When you were talking about the antacid, people get the acid reflux. So many people take this awful medication and they don't even realize, they don't read the literature that comes with it that gives them all the side effects. And they just don't join the dots somehow, do they? But then, you know, we've been brought up in a society where we should believe the doctor knows best. Well, in this day and age, I would challenge, you know, most doctors. So
yes,
when somebody comes to you that's been having acid reflux and they've been taking the medication, what's the first thing that you do with them? I mean, is there a kind of a stage process? I would imagine it sounds quite a long process, a number of months working with you to get things right.
So actually, acid reflux is quite a quick process. I usually work with people for a couple of months, eight or 10 weeks. But it's interesting, I just did a webinar on acid reflux to explain to people that actually 90% of acid reflux is not caused by too much acid, but by too little acid.
Yeah.
So again, we're talking about, you know, getting the mindset. So depending on the person that comes to me, I will either start working on the food or start working with the mindset and reduce that stress, reduce that anxiety or worry, whatever is causing them to, because stress and anxiety are one of the first causes for having too little gastric acid. So depending on the person, but very often we start working around nutrition, you know, what foods seem to be triggering you. Let's eliminate those, but find really good replacements. Hydration is major as well. So making sure of the timing and the amount of fluids they need to drink. Looking at the obvious ones, you know, are you drinking coffee on an empty stomach? Are you eating tomatoes at every meal? Things like that, you know. So there will be parts of the nutrition and adjusting the food and making sure they're not eating, you know, obviously the foods they know are triggers, making sure they don't drink during meals as well, so that it's, you know, helps to digest more quickly. And there are quite a few other tips that I would give them. Also, with acid reflux, there's often very often, most of the people I work with, in fact, who have acid reflux will have either constipation or IBS or, you know, other digestive problems. So we'll work on that as well. But overall, it's a question of increasing the level of gastric acid, not decreasing it, and making people understand why this is, you know, really important and how to do it, how to increase that level of acid reflux. And it takes time in some people more than others. When there's huge amounts of pain and discomfort, then we go for the obvious, you know, the big things, you know, which is you have to chew thoroughly, you have to not eat a big meal. You know, it's better to have little and often in that case than three big meals a day. The position of your bed, when you're lying down in bed, you're more likely to get that problem and things like that to start. And I might also obviously recommend some supplements, you know, HCL being a big one, if they don't have, you know, ulcers, or there are certain conditions that can't take HCL or, you know, enzymes, basically. So looking at all of that, and literally within a few weeks, they will start seeing huge changes, huge.
It's incredible, isn't it? When you know how simple it is to help people, really quite, it's quite cathartic for us as well, isn't it? When we can just give people some simple guidance and they come back. And I had a 76-year-old man recently. He's had constipation all his life. Now he goes out with his wife. They go out on holidays. Every month they stay one or two nights in a hotel somewhere. And he said, I could never have a life like that before. He said it was too embarrassing. And now they literally...
Punching the air. Punching the air.
It's wonderful. You mentioned HCL. Which obviously you and I know what it is, but can you explain HCL for the audience, please?
So it's basically enzymes and hydrochloric acid. So it's to rebalance the production, the right production of enzymes and hydrochloric acid, which is the gastric acid that you need to digest. Not everyone needs it. I don't like to give it for long periods of time, because eventually you need to start producing your own anyway. So, but in the very beginning, when there's real trouble, when there's real discomfort and lots of burning and pain, then it really helps to replace the gastric acid that you might not be producing in the right amounts. So it's usually part of the very first steps I would recommend for gastric acid. But again, there are conditions that you know, prescribed, so where you couldn't take it, you shouldn't take it. I don't want people to start rushing to their shop and buying HCL when they haven't had the right advice, because it can if they're not ready to take it.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. We don't have a very good connection here, Natalie. I'm sure we're both coming in and out here, so we're going to have to wrap up shortly. Yes, I'm a great believer, as you are, that supplementation is good, but it needs to be taken under guidance, and it's not for everybody, and nor is it meant to be long-term either. It's just where we get the balancing correct.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Wonderful. So how can people contact you, Natalie? Where do you hang out? Emails or websites or whatever?
Yeah, so I have a website, which is www.newleafnutrition.co.uk. New leaf like a tree leaf, nutrition.co.uk. I'm also on Facebook under The Gut Loving Life. That's my kind of second brand, The Gut Loving Life. I'm also on LinkedIn as Natalie Samsonetti, if you just find me on LinkedIn with those names. And I'm on Twitter, I believe, and Instagram under Gut Loving Life. I'm a little bit everywhere. And it's usually Natalie Samsonetti or The Gut Loving Life. Yeah. And I usually offer people a 30-minute chat first, a discussion to see what's going on and to see, you know, what their next step could be. And I usually give some clarity during those calls. And also, if I'm not the right person for them, then I can give them, you know, put them in the right direction, send them in the right direction. So,
wonderful. Yeah. And you're now a member of the Perfect Health Wellness Club. I think I put you in this afternoon. You applied to join.
You're
in there. It's our secret club now. I had to make it private because I was getting trolls and all kinds of awful messages come in. So I've had to make it private. But the Perfect Health Wellness Club is there. And feel free to post educational information in there as well, Natalie. Natalie Santonetti, the Gut Whisperer. Well done for everything that you do. And thank you for everything you do. We need people like you in the world.
Thank you very much. Thanks for the interview and the opportunity to spread the word. It's one of my missions. It's one of the big points of my mission. So thank you.
Wonderful.